Pictures of practice. Creating a restaurant. 9 and 10 year olds from Colegio Unidad Pedagógica in Bogota, Colombia. During the first month of school at Colegio Unidad Pedagógica, an independent pre-kindergarten through 8th grade school, the students in each primary grade class identify a topic of investigation for the year. In Carol Treveno's 4th grade, half the children are curious about gastronomy, and the other half favor technology. A few are also interested in art. Students try unsuccessfully to convince each other about the merits of their preferred topic, leading to much frustration. After extended negotiations, the children reach a solution that is satisfactory to all. Restaurants. Over the course of their inquiry, students research food production and consumption around the world, the history of the spice trade, the sugar content of processed and non-processed food, budgeting to purchase ingredients at a local market, the school community's preferences for potential secret ingredients for dishes in the restaurant the students create. At the end of the year, the children transform their classroom into a restaurant with coordinated decorations, a varied menu, and flavorful food that they cooked using recipes they created. In addition to gaining disciplinary knowledge, for instance, conducting experiments in the school's chemistry lab, comparing data in fractions and percentages in their secret ingredient survey, the restaurant inquiry engages students in leading their own learning, exploring the unknown, and finding joy in learning. La Cosmica Pollería, Cosmic Chicken. Here we zoom in on a pivotal moment in the children's inquiry, a trip to a working restaurant. Carol schedules a trip to La Cosmica Pollería, an establishment specializing in sandwiches and papas a la Francesca, French fries. Her learning goal for the visit is to propel her students' inquiry forward. Although she wants students to see that a restaurant involves not just preparing food, but also sourcing ingredients, developing customer relationships, and more, she also wonders which aspects of the visit will interest her fourth graders. To prepare for the trip, students role-play the different jobs they will encounter, such as chef and cashier, and generate questions to ask during the visit. They also research the restaurant online. Ready, if a bit nervous, Carol's 20 students board a bus for the 90-minute trip to the heart of Bogota, along with a class of second graders with a related inquiry project on food. The concept and a riddle. The visit begins with Carol reviewing the purpose of the outing, explaining, "Every restaurant has a narrative and an ambiance, and those things have to be coherent. They are called the concept. We will get inspired and make our own restaurant." She then introduces Kristen, who oversees food production and testing at the restaurant. He shares the history of Cosmic Chicken and explains the processes, from buying the ingredients to serving the customers, sprinkling in some stories about the restaurant. Listening with great interest, Antonio asks a question about raw ingredients and food safety. Kristen then tells the children he has a riddle for them. Showing an image of the restaurant's mascot, a chicken wearing a space helmet, he asks why the mascot is named Neil. As children call out hypotheses, Antonio makes a connection to a documentary he has seen about the first trip to the moon. When Antonio's suggestion of Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon, is confirmed, he and his friend Esteban celebrate. Small group tours and the secret ingredient. Mercedes, the second grade teacher, asks the students to organize themselves for a tour of the restaurant in mixed groups. She explains that group members should share ideas and learn together. Carol adds that the fourth graders can be role models for the younger children. With a sense of camaraderie, Antonio takes the lead and invites two second graders to join his and Esteban's group. Putting on hairnets like the restaurant workers wear, they go off to the first stop on the tour, the cash register. One of the teachers pretends to be a customer and jokingly orders roasted chicken. The cashier patiently explains that only fried chicken is on the menu and takes his order. The students observe how the cashier welcomes customers, processes their orders, and gets paid. A tour of the kitchen is next. Antonio and his group ask a lot of questions about how food is cooked. The final stop is the chicken breading station. There are containers of egg, chicken, and a mixture of flour and spices. Antonio asks about the spices and learns there is thyme, cumin, bay leaves, and a secret ingredient. A secret ingredient! Of course, the children want to know what it is. Unfortunately, because it is a secret, the cook cannot share this information. Frustrating and fun. The children do, however, get to bread pieces of chicken, which are then fried up. Antonio names this as his favorite part of the visit because he could participate in the actual cooking process. The children plate the results and eat the chicken for lunch. Uma's favorite part of the visit is the feeling of achievement of getting to eat what she and her classmates have made. As part of the Cosmic Chicken visit, children also make a logo for the restaurant and place it in a gallery near the seating area. Creating something that other visitors to the restaurant will see makes this Antonio's favorite part of the visit. Food for thought. As Carol had anticipated, seeing a restaurant in action and learning about its story propels the children's inquiry forward. The children are especially eager to include a secret ingredient in their restaurant. But what to include? After much discussion, the children decide the secret ingredient should be something people like. So they survey the entire school community about their food preferences. Analyzing the data, the children create charts, bar graphs, and pie graphs, displaying the responses in raw data, percentages, and fractions. They discuss the concepts of mean and medium. They learn that potatoes are far more popular than onions. The children also embrace the idea that a restaurant needs a concept and debate what the concept should be, ultimately deciding on a video game restaurant. Restaurante game animation. The children transform their fourth grade classroom into a restaurant. In line with their concept, they plan a menu, create pamphlets and posters, and make tablecloths with images from different video games. Models of video game characters hang from the ceiling. Children also divide into cooking teams and receive a budget to buy ingredients during a field trip to the market. Each team is assigned a day to prepare a meal using the recipes they created. Some teams request support from Carol, while others, who have practiced at home and feel more confident, proceed independently. Over the course of the week, children eat pasta bologna, nachos, burritos, and brownies, each dish containing a secret ingredient. During a week in November, visitors come to Restaurante Game Animation for a meal. They receive a trifold pamphlet titled, "The Video Game Restaurant." Enjoy a sensorial experience that is colorful and fantastic. The pamphlet explains that at the restaurant, the staff cook food with love and urges readers to follow us on social media. There is a QR code that an IT expert helped the children link to the restaurant's menu, a COVID-19 era innovation that is now common practice in restaurants in Bogota. Musing on the year-long process, fourth grader Uma observes, "At first I thought it was impossible, but then we did it." She says this with a smile and with much pride about her and her classmates' achievements.